Going to be another scorcher, another cooker on this Wednesday, June 21st. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
Best 5 minutes of the day. Yeah, I don't know, maybe try to fry an egg on a sidewalk today, see what happens, huh?
Yeah, I'd seen a thing out of Texas yesterday where people were putting pans of cookies on their dashboard and baking them in the car.
Wow.
Because I think the heat index in Corpus Christi yesterday was 117.
Wow.
So, yeah, really, really scorching out there.
It could be warmer, I guess.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got quite a scare last night. And again, you just never know. Somebody, I heard somebody say in the last couple of days, it's just like life can just change. And it was Francis Chan. It was a comment I heard from Francis Chan, the well-known speaker and writer, about how life can change in an instant. And I come home, I take a turn off of Birch Street, and I think I'd noticed, you know, a young lad who had biked across. And then I think during the summer season, let me encourage us that kids are like deer. And if you saw one kid proceed, you might think another is coming because there was a vehicle and then a trailer and then a vehicle. So I couldn't see this boy darting until I got there. And I put the brakes on immediately. And thank God I did, because it might have been about as close as I ever came to hitting a young bicyclist. So that was scary.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's eye-opening for sure. Yeah, your heart really gets racing, mm-hmm. and then you start entertaining all of those what-ifs.
Right.
Yeah, that's spooky.
I mean, we all can fight to wonder, you know, I'm almost home, and then you just never know. And I tried to tell him later, like, I don't know, he's probably about 7. So it's just like, well, but, you know, and hiding out behind a vehicle. So I'm just sharing that with you this morning.
Yeah.
So thanking God.
And again, for sure, thanking God and for him and for you.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I think always a good reminder, too, to encourage, for parents to encourage safety with their kiddos as they're out biking, and to be attentive drivers as we're driving.
I don't want to be a legalist, but he didn't have a helmet on. But anyhow, it is just be careful.
Right.
And there's that sense. I grew up on a dead-end street, and, I mean, so you could kind of feel like, well, they were only, if cars were coming, they were only coming from one direction. But anyhow, all right, moving on to something else. I share oftentimes part of our talk stuff here on the air is what you've shared on Facebook. I'm going to share something that your wife, Heather, posted.
All right.
We both liked it, and she shared this. Remember how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. You are not where you want to be, but neither are you where you used to be. That encouraged me.
Yeah, absolutely. I suspect for you, there's this tendency to look back and think, oh, you know, maybe I should be further along than I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, hitting 50, there was definitely some of that. Boy, I thought I'd be in a different place now. And I think really good advice, good reminder from that.
Thank you, Heather. And finally, we close out Galatians chapter 2, verse 21 today.
Yeah, that says, I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die.
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you do it this way. If your righteous acts are what keep us on good terms, Jesus' crucifixion was unnecessary. Beloved, if there were a way to restore wholeness, any way at all, other than giving my only son, I would have done it, but it was the only way. To believe otherwise is to reject my gracious gift.
Yeah, I think, again, it gets back to what we were talking about yesterday with just the importance of the largeness of God's grace and really trying to remember that in our day in, day out lives.
Absolutely. That's why we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. Look at what we all covered there. So
you bet.
Thank you,
Jason.
Talk to you tomorrow here on WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show. Welcome back to Win It Wednesday on WWIB. You were gone a whole week. I had to remind you about the way we play this thing.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what the game was.
This is not a game from VBS.
It is not. Those involved a lot more water, which might feel good on a hot day like this.
Boy, anything to stay cool today. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have a prize that we have given some away already. How about a digital download for the movie Jesus Revolution?
Well, how about that? Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have 1 second of a clip from a song, and folks need to guess at 715-723-2555. They need to guess the artist.
Yeah, guess the artist.
All right. Mystery artist, again, could be from anywhere throughout the half century of WWIB's existence, again, by the grace of God, celebrating 50 years of radio ministry. So does this come from back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, 2010 plus, 2020 plus? You never know. You have to hear it and guess. Without further ado, here is that 1 second for you.
Boy, I feel like it's too much. I gave
probably
too much.
Too much. Too much.
It was a song that got a lot of play here on WWIB at some point in our 50 years. So how about it? 723-2555. Who's the artist?
715-723-2555. 723-2555. There it is again. Again, man, that's a lot, Halvo. I think you were very generous with all that. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a digital download of the hit movie Jesus Revolution. What artist sang this? And we're not even asking for the title of the song. No. We're just saying, tell us the artist. And no penalty for wrong guesses as well. So 715-723-2555.
You're doing a good job of getting a number of plays of the 1 second clip.
Yes, well, I mean, it's only 1 second,
yeah.
So.
Doesn't take long.
You know, I'm just feeling like, let's be as generous as we can. What artist sang that song? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. For a chance to win a digital download of Jesus Revolution.
All right, so nobody's guessing. All sorts of hints are flooding my head as potential hints, but this would be a very early time for us to give a hint.
I know, and typically our MO has been to give a hint a little bit later on.
Yes.
715-723-2555. You think about it. We'll play it again for you, and if we ever get it today, we will play the actual song for you so you can say, oh, okay, I get it. We do have someone willing to guess. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
My name is Deb, and I'm calling from Stanley.
Hi, Deb.
All right, Deb from Stanley, one more time. What artist, Deb, who sang that song?
Glenn Campbell.
Is it Glenn Campbell?
You're a winner.
Do you even know the song? Do you know what song it is from Glenn Campbell?
No, I'm not thinking of the title right now,
okay.
But I have a CD of his top hits, and that's one of them.
That is incredible.
Good job.
Yeah, so Halvo, the song is, as we play it here,
it's Jesus and Me, Glenn Campbell.
And here's how it sounds.
Okay, there we go.
It's kind of his biographical story of coming to faith in Jesus.
Well, let's play it right now. And Deb, you hang on the line. We're going to get you that Jesus Revolution digital download. One song, 1 second. That's all it took for Deb.
Sounds Irish.
Indeed. There might be a theme to this story we found today.
If the lush green landscapes in the award-winning film The Banshees of Inner Sheeran appeal to you.
I've never heard of it either.
A new program in Ireland may be up your alley.
The filming location used in this movie that I have not heard of, have you?
No.
But anyway, the filming location they've used, as well as several other islands, are being targeted for a repopulation movement that will pay you to move there. And it's not a small sum, Halvo.
That is the headline, right? Ireland willing to pay you to move there. Ireland's Our Living Islands program is seeking to boost the population of about 30 islands that are cut off from the mainland.
They will pay people up to $92,000 to move there, almost six figures. Ireland is something, I mean, I hear all the time folks saying, oh yeah, I'm going on vacation to Ireland, going to see the castles and islands and things like that. But apparently Ireland's like, no, not good enough. Not only are we a beautiful country, we're going to pay you to come here.
Yeah, despite robust tourism traffic that sees up to 300,000 visitors annually, fewer than 3,000 people actually occupy these 30 islands as full-time residents.
What I'm hearing is that you're not going to have a lot of neighbors knocking on your door trying to borrow a cup of sugar.
Yeah, that's right. So pay you up to $92,000. There's got to be a catch, Caleb.
There is a catch, of course. You'll have to agree to purchase one of the homes on the islands, which might need considerable renovation work. This sounds like an HGTV special that I would watch.
And no, you can't live in a camper or RV. The grant applies only to abandoned homes.
You know what? If I could bring Chip and Joanna Gaines with me,
yeah, right.
Game on. Let's do it. Let's broadcast the show.
Yeah.
Let's broadcast the Wib Wake Up Show from the Emerald Isle over there. $92,000. I mean, you could do some work for that, right?
Gets me thinking about Ren Collective.
Indeed.
This is going to be fun. What is something that everyone, I mean, everyone looks silly doing?
Yes. And again, it's just those things where it's like, I know I'm just odd looking when I do this.
Yep.
And when we can all relate together and say, yeah,
uh-huh,
this is true. Maybe it helps us feel a little less awkward next time these things come up.
This is totally true. For starters, chasing after something blown away by the wind, and particularly if, like, you're in sales, you have a paper or something, and it's just blowing, and you're just about to get it, and then it
and
blows.
And then it blows away like a will-o'-the-wisp. And do you bend down and try and snatch it?
Yes.
Or do you stomp on it to try to get it to stay there?
So it's funny.
It's tough. It's happened to me.
All right.
Something that everyone looks silly doing, how about standing or sitting awkwardly while everyone sings the Happy Birthday to You song?
Yeah.
What do I do? Do I make eye contact with anyone? Probably not. Do I sing along? That seems a little odd.
It's universally awkward. The question is it happening in the privacy of your own home or out in a restaurant so everyone can see?
Yes, indeed.
Something else everyone looks silly doing is chasing a ping pong ball.
Yes. Thankfully, that happens most often just in my grandparents' basement, but they have a concrete floor, and so it's one of those things just like the paper's blowing away. You're reaching for it, and then it takes a smaller hop than you were thinking.
They have ping pong tables now at McDonough Park near my house. And
really?
So the fact is you could get the wind involved with that blowing the ping pong ball.
Something that everyone looks silly doing. How about getting out of the back seats of a two-door car, trying to squeeze yourself out there?
Yep.
Something
else everyone looks silly doing. Walking through a cobweb that no one else sees and then waving your arms around to get rid of the cobwebs on your body.
Oh, goodness. It's like, what are you trying to ward off there?
Yes.
No. How about running with a backpack on?
Uh-huh.
Yes. This goes mostly back to my college days, too. But you'd have long walks between buildings for your classes. And if you were a little bit late, it's that awkward kind of, I can't really full sprint. And look back like the Hunchback of Notre Dame when I'm trying to run.
I got to tell you, my wife, her very first trip to the cities, to Liberia, was quite a deal. And she went from Minneapolis to Atlanta, and she's running with a 50-pound backpack on her to try to catch the flight. So,
wow.
And finally, looking for a photo to show on your phone, but it takes forever.
Something that everyone looks silly doing. It's like, I know it's here.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's here.
5 minutes later.
See, the solution that I have is just have tons of pictures of your baby on your phone. And I mean, he's cute in all of them, so don't have to look too far.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Yes, summer arriving at 9:58 this morning, the first half hour of Mid-Mornings with Michelle. It is the summer solstice, Caleb, the longest daylight hours of the year and the official start of summer.
I was just thinking about this the other day, too, and remembering that as a kid, too, when you have that extra daylight and it's sort of a, I don't have to go to bed, right, until it's actually dark
yeah,
outside, too, and kind of having kind debate with my parents as well. It's like, if it's not dark, I don't have to go to sleep, right?
Sure.
And, just love that as a kid.
Well, our sunrise was 5:20 this morning, and so our sunset 8:56 tonight for Eau Claire, so that's over 15 and a half hours.
That's a lot of daylight, but there are other places around the world. We have a list in front of us, places where they're going to have even more daylight than we are getting on their summer solstice.
Yeah, that's right. If we're looking for even more than us, how about London? Actually, had a 4:43 sunrise and 9:22 sunset tonight, so 16 hours and 38 minutes for London.
Tokyo is a little different, too. 4:25 a.m. sunrise and a 7:01 p.m. sunset. I'm going to take my extra couple hours in the evening. That would be fine with me.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anchorage is really long. Obviously, people think about Alaska. 4:20 in the morning sunrise, and the sun won't set until 11:42 tonight. That's 19 hours and 21 minutes.
The Big Apple, New York City, don't they say it never sleeps, or is that Los Angeles? I don't know. But anyway,
New York.
15 hours and 6 minutes of sunlight today. 5:24 a.m. is their sunrise, their sunset at 8:31 p.m. So pretty similar to us. But again, none of those hold a candle or maybe they need to, Reykjavik?
Reykjavik, Iceland. More and more people are traveling there. I've
known
three different families here. Your brother, yeah. And so the sunrise was 2:55 in the morning, and the sun won't set until 12:04 tomorrow morning.
So if your toddler in Iceland is anything like mine here in the U.S., he or she is just going to be like, 3 hours, that's all I have to sleep.
That
it's light out.
21 hours and 8 minutes of daylight.
Well, enjoy every single moment of it.